5, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Friday night, it was named after Terry Barr. And she said, you know, can I be on the stream? I'm too busy. And I was like, you live in Madison. You love the same. Like, but that's how busy she is. She does everything. So she'll still be here over the stream, and it'll be great. And we'll have Paige in the studio performing. And Terry is just an absolute treasure. So we're both lucky to have her as part of our shows. I love being part of New Wisco Weekend. I love picking the movies. And it's so much fun.
You know that I absolutely love your segment because you and I have such similar tastes in movies. And the one you picked for this episode of New Wisco Weekend is one of my favorites, of course. And I've watched it so many times. I actually think it's the best of all of them of this topic. So.
I totally agree. Involving Hannibal Lecter, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Brian Cox is so amazing and creepy in just a few minutes of screen time.
You know, Hopkins did great.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic Lecter. But this was the first time you ever see Hannibal Lecter on screen. And he just did him so well.
Right.
So creepy. So just understated. And I really do like that. I like it much better than Red Dragon, which was the remake.
With Edward Norton. I agree 100%. And like, I'm with you. I like Silence of the Lambs, but I felt like it was so overt And it was still creepy. It was still scary. There was a lot of shock value. There wasn't as much shock value in Manhunter. It had an overall eeriness to it, though, that I just loved. And I love William Peterson. The stuff he did younger in his career when he was younger is just fantastic. So what else do you have coming up this weekend on New Wisco?
Well, it's all about superheroes on New Wisco weekend this week, because Monday, the 28th, is National Superhero Day. So we wanted to celebrate the everyday heroes and superheroes. We've got our cover story is a Wisconsin author who lists 100 Wisconsin idols. We have a story about the Red Cross looking for nominations for their heroes ceremony that they do every year, where they acknowledge somebody who's done wonderful things in their community. We've got that. We've got a story from Conrad on the Green Bay Optimists, which I think are superheroes because they help pilot programs for youth. Yeah. So, you know, we can take anything and flip it to be superhero-wise.
There you go. I hope you already turned it in, though, and you're not expecting it Saturday morning after a long
day. No, I've already turned everything in for it. It is ready to go.
That is fantastic. You had 7,000 Apart on recently. I love that you had a musical act on a show that's on kind of earlier. Aren't they great? They've been on Nightlight several times. They're fantastic. So much fun.
We have a musical guest on every single New Wisco weekend. Right. We end the show with a musical guest. And this week, it's one who did a song on superhero and how you can be the brave superhero of your own life. So we've got that. What is the name of that band? Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be our musical feature this week. We've always got a musical feature, whether it comes from Civic Media has such a wide variety of shows, and we can get musical features that have maybe been on Mino and the Mayor, or that have maybe been on Mad Radio, or maybe have been on your show. You know, you never know where the musical group is going to come from.
That's very true. All right, so let's get a quick. My guest is Lisa Hale. She is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief for Civic Media, and she hosts the news magazine program here in Northeast Wisconsin called New Wisco Weekend, which is outstanding. It runs two times every weekend, so definitely check it out if you haven't already. Next week, this is exciting. I know you and Todd Michaels, the producer of Mino and the Mayor, and as a side hustle, he is a paranormal investigator, which I think is so cool. You're doing a paranormal theme next week.
Yeah, next week's theme is paranormal, but it's also Tourism and Bike Month, and we wanted to get it all in there, but I definitely need to get in touch with Todd because we got to write that paranormal story, and believe me, I'm going to be, you know, leaning in on him for that.
I'm just going to say something. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, Lise. You seem like the most on top of everything person I've ever met. Like, and I mean, like, honestly, like the reminders I get for there's no way I could ever forget a New Wisco weekend deadline because Conrad reminds me, but I get the emails from you. Honest to God, like I forgot about a meeting last week and it was in my calendar. But like if enough time goes by, you can forget stuff. Like you are on it. Like if I had something to do, I would give it to you and I know it would get done.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what Todd says too.
Yeah.
Give it to Lisa, it'll get done. But I think that's from being in news and being in radio and organizing shows and stuff for so many years. I just get used to nagging people and realizing that I have to be the kindergarten teacher and have to pull people along. So,
Who have your favorite guests been that you've had on, and who would you do anything to get on the show as a guest?
Well, of course I would do anything to get Kevin Smith on as a guest. I don't know what I would have him talk about, but I would do anything to get him on.
You and Amanda, she loves Kevin Smith too. Have you guys ever conversed?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's fantastic.
Kevin Smith is one of my future ex Mr. Lisa Hales. I just have to get him to divorce his wife and come to Wisconsin.
You have a husband too, right? Though I mean, you've got your own issues.
Yeah, we'll get rid of him too. But
what's your favorite Kevin Smith movie?
I have to go with, it's tied. It's tied between Clerks and Chasing Amy. Clerks, because it's the OG.
Yeah.
Chasing Amy was just so well written and so funny.
Right.
I adored it. But, and then of course there's Tusk for the weird ones.
I haven't seen that. You know, I've seen about four or five of his films, but I have not seen Tusk. There's a few others too, but it's funny you say Clerks and Chasing Amy because they were very different movies. Like Clerks was almost had this gritty guerrilla style, and then Chasing Amy was that with a budget. They gave him a budget.
Yes.
It looks cleaner. It looks nicer. So it's interesting. You kind of have opposite ends of the spectrum there. I think that's great.
Yeah. Kevin Smith really can do no wrong in my book, even with his weird movies. I find something that is relevant or that I can take as a nugget from every one of them. And Clerks is always going to be my favorite.
You know, here's my fear.
Even Jersey Girl. I liked Jersey Girl.
Oh, I forgot about Jersey Girl, yeah. Here's my fear for you, though, is that this is actually going to come to fruition. You're going to get your shot with Kevin Smith. He's probably going to get divorced again because he's in that world. You'll see that he's available. You'll dump your husband like a bad habit, and Kevin Smith will be the new Mr. Lisa Hale. But after about a year, guess what? He's just a dude, and you're going to go, what the heck was I thinking?
But he's a dude who can make me laugh.
Well, and you'll remind him to make you laugh all the time.
And I will remind him. I will send him an email saying, just so you know, your deadline to make me laugh is Wednesday at 11:59 p.m.
Get that in quickly, please. You have a movie line memory like me. We've gone back and forth over, you know, Messenger when I turn in my pick of the week.
Right.
What movie do you think you could quote like nonstop? What's your most quotable movie?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I can quote Fame.
Oh,
if you play the movie Fame, I will do the entire movie for you, the entire script. Let's see.
What's your favorite song from Fame?
Out Here on My Own.
Me too. I knew you were going to say that. Such a great underrated tune.
It really is. It's understated. It's a lovely ballad. So yeah, Fame, I quote a lot. I do quote Clerks quite often.
Okay.
I also quote Real Genius.
Oh, I love that movie.
My favorite quote from there is, I am pondering the immortal words of Socrates, who once said, I drank what? So, yeah.
That's a great
way to all the time.
That's a great way to go out. Thank you so much, Lisa. Hey, have a great show this weekend. Let's do this again.
Thank you so much.
And we'll go back and forth. Keep sending those movie lines.
Okay. How about this one? In a row?
Yes. I'll think about it. I'll message you. Thanks so much, Lisa Hale. Coming up next, it's Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here with a very special guest. It's going to be a blast. Don't go anywhere and check out New Wisco Weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Hey!
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back to Nightlight for my favorite time of the week, where we talk about music and even more fun stuff. I mean, Nightlight's all about fun stuff to begin with. We do movies, we do comedy, we do TV and music, and Friday is outstanding music because Terry Barr, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, is here. Hello, my friend.
Oh, hi, Pete. And this is an extra special Bar Band Friday. I'm so excited about this one.
Because
thanks,
Aaron's here?
On Bar Band Friday and ready to go with this.
Absolutely. I'm sorry you couldn't be here in person, but once again, we thought outside the box, Terry, and this was your suggestion, and I loved it. Let's have someone live in the studio. And even though you couldn't be here, you still brought an outstanding guest with you. Why don't you introduce her?
Okay. This young lady is making waves. She's selling out shows. She's singing the national anthem all over the place, including a recent Milwaukee Bucks game. I'm talking about none other than Paige Kleber.
Hi, guys. Woo! What's up?
I want to say, too.
You're here.
What?
She's glad you're here.
Oh, I'm glad I'm here too.
Paige, you are officially, we're making Nightlight history here because Paige is the youngest guest we've had on Nightlight so far.
No way, actually?
Yeah.
That's,
Conrad,
that's
my producer,
crazy.
Is 14, but I understand you're 12.
Yes, I okay. am. So. I turned 12 in February, so I'm stoked about that.
You're newly 12?
I am newly 12.
Has your life changed?
Isn't it incredible, you guys?
Oh, unbelievable.
Like, everything happened for me, like, when I was, like, 11, so I'm excited what 12 brings. I released my album when I was 11. I, like, sang the national anthem when I was 11. But now I'm 12, so who knows what kind of turns are coming my way.
I don't.
Ooh, what kind of dreams do you have for being 12 years old? What do you want to do this year?
I don't know. I kind of want to, like, just do more, like, open mic nights because it's kind of, like, been my New Year's resolution because I feel like I haven't been, like, doing that much because I've more been doing, like, national anthems and, like, doing, like, hour gigs at, like, coffee shops. So
nice.
I'm planning to do more, like, open mic night stuff, like, just more out there kind of things instead of, like, more, like, big shows.
Yeah.
But I do want to play more big shows, too. So, yeah, just, like, getting myself out there. It's, like, another big goal.
How about that? A 12-year-old, and it's almost May, and she's still honoring her New Year's resolution when most of us have scrapped it after, like, 4 days. That's very impressive.
No kidding.
How did you guys meet? Terry, how did you discover Paige, or how did you meet her?
Well, she is I would say an amazing product of Girls Rock Camp Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she learned a lot there about music,
playing
guitar, writing songs. And the thing about it where many of us, even the ladies rock campers, which I would be one, it's an awesome time. And then you walk away and you go do other things. Paige has stayed on top of what she's learned as she just keeps, you know, creating and being out there and putting herself out there. And I feel like a proud auntie or something. We met her that way. And then she came on Max Inc. Radio. Ooh, that must have been 5 months ago already. And she just blew us away with an hour-long performance and interview.
Mm-hmm.
Was it really an hour?
Oh, it was an hour. We had a couple commercials, but it was pretty much the full hour. She played something like 6 songs, Pete.
Oh, my gosh. And all the original songs. You write your own stuff.
Yes.
How do you do that, Paige? Like, you're in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got homework, you got your friends, your folks, your family. When do you find time to write? Do you lock yourself in a room? Do you do it between classes? What's your process?
I mostly do it at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning.
What?
No, like, I wouldn't exactly say 2 a.m. That's more of my summer bedtime.
Okay, that's good.
But more like to, like, the limit is 11 p.m.
You have to be in bed by 11? Okay. She's looking over at her mom to see if her mom can hear what she's saying right now.
Mom's in the studio.
Mom just gave the thumbs up, all right.
I have like wrote like songs at school, but then I don't like I really continue them like at home because I don't have like a guitar or like a piano in my hands, because I usually just like write my songs at an instrument, because then I can like get a better understanding of like what notes I'm playing, you know, because then if I ever were to like produce that music, then I would like tell my producer like, okay, this is like stuff that I want, you know.
So I'm kind of blown away here, Paige. I don't know if you understand, like you just said before my first album came out, how many 11-year-olds have, other than what Michael Jackson maybe, like honest, or Taylor Swift, put out an album when they're 11? Do you understand how cool that is?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But I don't really think about it every day.
Right.
And you know, I mean, like, it's just a day, like, at school, like.
But you don't mind if I geek out over it, though, right?
Yeah. Me too.
Me too, yeah.
Aaron too.
Paige, are you writing new songs for your next album?
I'm continuing to writing, but yeah, I'm still deciding if I want to like put out like a single or like another album or something, but yeah. I'm continuing to like write more and more songs every day, so I'm trying to like write more, because I feel like I've been like not writing as much as I used to, but I kind of like want to get back into like my writing habits.
That happens though, right? I mean, that's how it is with writers. You have writer's block, then you feel inspired. Yes. That's okay.
I had this huge writer's block, but it finally went away. It's still like kind of there, but I think like the more that I write, the more it goes away.
Right.
So I'm just trying to like
work your way through it. Absolutely. All right.
Yes.
This is exciting, folks. It's great that you're here tonight. Paige Cleaver is here in the studio. She's our guest tonight on Bar Band Friday, along with my Bar Band host, co-host Terry Barr, who introduced us to Paige Cleaver, who is here. She's going to perform for us when we come back after a very short break. Do not go anywhere. It's Bar Band Friday night on Nightlight with Peach Wava on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
CBS News Special Report. The funeral of Pope Francis underway at the Vatican right now, with President Trump, Britain's Prince William, and Ukraine's President Zelensky among the thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square. CBS's Chris Livesay is there.
It's a very somber mood as people reflect on the life of Pope Francis, and many pray for his soul. And this word, the people's pope, keeps being used a lot. He was a pope who said he wanted a poor church for the poor.
The pontiff lying in a simple wooden coffin with a few ritual objects, as Vatican expert John Allen explains.
The Redito is the scroll that summarizes the accomplishments of the Pope's life that is placed into the coffin, along with coins that were minted during his papacy. And it does very much emphasize his effort to try to end war.
Again, funeral rites underway for Pope Francis, who died Monday at 88. CBS News Special Report. I'm Vicki Barker, live.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers pick another receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where it's day three of the NFL draft wrapping up today. Last night, the Packers added two more players, an offensive lineman from NC State, Anthony Belton, 6'6", 336 pounds, and a 6'4" wide receiver from TCU, Savion Williams. I asked Williams why his college coach had him line up in the Wildcat, run options, and even threw a touchdown.
I played quarterback in high school. I played quarterback my whole life. So I think them moving me in the backfield, doing all that, I think that just came from that, just having the ball in my hand right now and just moving around and doing things like that.
Baseball. Brewers and the Cardinals playing again in St. Louis. Last night, the Crew losing 3-2. NBA playoffs. The Bucks with a win over the Pacers in Milwaukee, 117-101.
I think tonight it was like we came with the right mentality. You know, collectively, everybody was up and into the ball. We didn't just let things happen.
That's the Bucks' day. Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, lots of sunshine, highs near 59 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 36. Partly sunny with a high near 60 on Sunday, a little breezy. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, a low near 47. Showers and storms Monday, 70.
Right now, 35.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump launched a cryptocurrency meme coin with his likeness on January 17th, just before Inauguration Day. April 21st, with its value plummeting, the company offered top buyers of the coin a dinner with Trump and a personal tour of the White House. That likely violates the Emoluments Clause. The website for the meme coin loudly promotes a dinner with Trump at his Washington Golf Club for the top 220 owners of the coin, and for the top 25 owners, an exclusive reception and special VIP tour. But as of April 24th, any reference to touring the White House was scrubbed from the site. With the value having fallen from $74 to a low of $7.66 on April 17th, the price jumped after the announcement to $14.54 on April 23rd. But it's not the price of the coin that should worry Americans, but that corporations, special interests, or foreign governments could exploit the offer as an opportunity to channel money to the notoriously transactional Trump in exchange for access and favors. Jordan Leibowitz of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington told Mother Jones magazine, "This is about as unethical as you can get, essentially selling off access to the president," unquote. We have a pre-scrubbing graphic and more on the Emoluments Clause at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said.
Paige is singing. She wants to sing. It's Taylor Swift. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. Terry Barr is with me. It is a bar band Friday night, and we have Terry is joining us via the stream. I am in Madison tonight with our in-studio guest, Paige Kleber.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
All right.
What's up?
And you've been on Max Inc. You're no stranger to this studio, probably.
Have.
Yeah.
It's great to be back.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I can tell.
Just
so
remember us when you're famous. That's what I told her at the end of our first interview.
I will do that.
Because she's going to be famous.
All right. Well, even if you're not famous, remember us. It's just kind of a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friends everywhere you go. That's how you got to roll.
That sounds like a song. All right. So are you going to play something for us, Paige?
I will play something.
You're going to play. You said you wanted to play a song called Better Than Me.
Yes, I do.
It sounds a little, I don't want to say anything. I'll hold off judgment, but it sounds great. You just start up whenever you're ready. This is Paige Kleber on Nightlight Bar Band Friday night.
Tell me, baby, am I just for the looks? Will last just as long as the time you took. Tell me, baby, did I ever make it past you? What was I supposed to do? She could love your heart, she could love your soul. Guess to me it sure looks like your soul. I gotta tell myself you love. But the next time I look over, you're out the door. Hey, baby, why do you want me? Is it just 'cause I'm the first one that you see? Hey, baby, is something that you need. Something more, something better than me. Tell me, baby, could this be more confusing? You said I send your heart running. She could love your heart, she could love your soul. Gets to me, it sure looks like your soul. I gotta tell myself he loves me more. But the next time I'll look over, you're out the door. Hey, baby, why do you want me? Is it just 'cause I'm the first one that you see?
I don't know if I'm more.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'm more in awe of the fact that she's that was such a great song, or that she knows more about relationships at 12 than I do.
I know, it's amazing.
How did where did the inspiration for that song come from?
I just started like thinking of like a melody in my head, and I just kind of put some words to it. You know, it just kind of like came on. I just got like a piece of paper and just started like writing and writing and writing. And it was fantastic. I never like felt so like satisfied. It was satisfying. That's the word I would say for it.
Now, how new is that song, Paige? When was that written? And is that, would you say that's your most popular song?
I think that maybe I can't say what my most popular song would be. They're all really good. I just love them all
so much.
That's
a great song.
It's what? My favorite.
It's a great song. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Make That's sure so you nice. Ask her about her fan club.
Oh,
I've got
yes.
my little bracelet on in honor of the Glue Sticks, her fan
Ooh,
club.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
I actually just signed up a few minutes ago.
did?
So tell us, where does the name the Glue Sticks come from? That's pretty cool.
My last name, Kleber, it rhymes with Justin Bieber. That's just what I tell people. Like, what's your name, Paige? Paige Kleber, rhymes with Justin Bieber, if you have a hard time remembering that. I'm like, okay. It comes from the German word glue. It means like Kleber, so my last name in German means glue. So I call my supporters Glue Sticks. So if you go to my website, paigekleber.com, kind of looks like Kleber, and you like can like put in your email address for the Glue Sticks fan club. You get like notified for like new gigs. Yeah. It's all thanks to my roadie, aka my dad, aka website person.
Website person.
Website builder. Website designer.
Takes a team.
Yeah.
It does take a team.
That's so great. And what a cool name for your fan club. Terry mentioned that you're doing the national anthem at a lot of places. Do you like doing that? And tell us what that's been like.
I've like done a lot of national anthems at like everywhere in like Wisconsin, from like the Mallards game to the Bucks game to just kind of anywhere that I can like play at like the high school, at like just anywhere that I have an opportunity to like get on stage, I'll take it.
That's a
hard song.
Yeah, it is.
And then you play guitar with it. You're not doing it a cappella. You're playing your guitar and singing one of the hardest songs out there to sing and to nail it because everybody knows that song.
That's a great point. Were you better at the guitar first or did you like singing first? What was that sequence?
I kind of started singing when I was maybe like 5 or 6 or just, I was just singing as like a toddler in my crib or something, you know, it's like every day. I was in love with Adele. I loved Adele when I was like really young. I was an Adele fan. That was me. And then I started playing like piano when I was 5 because I really wanted to do it because my sister was doing it and just looked so cool. And I was like, I want to do that. And then she signed me up for my mom signed me up for piano lessons. And then I got into piano. I started playing more like classical music. And I liked that, but I was like still really into pop music. And then I got introduced to like guitar. I just got a guitar for like, I think it was Christmas or maybe my birthday.
Okay.
Nobody knows. And then I just, yeah.
It's so long ago.
That's how long, nobody knows. And then I just started like looking up songs to play on YouTube and everything just like that. And then I went to Girls Rock Camp, which was awesome. You like go there for a week and you like, you write a song with a band and then you name the band and then you get to perform it. Perform the song that you wrote with your band that you named. It was incredible. I was like, wait, people do this in a week? Apparently.
That sounds like an absolute blast, Paige.
It is.
And you, I want to applaud, I mean, you know, I always tell kids, like, and maybe you'd agree with this, Terry, do what you love now. Don't wait until you're an adult. And you've got such a head start on everybody else who wants to be a singer-songwriter. You're already doing it. I think that's amazing. Do you want to play another song now, or do you want to wait until after the break?
We can wait after the break.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Where do you find inspiration, Paige, to write? What do you write about? Do you write about, you know, school or your friends or
that
where
did... song sounded like a boy.
It did.
That last song.
It wasn't necessarily about like, it was just like general, you know, I with that song, I don't really know what I was like. I don't remember what I was thinking about when I was writing it. I just was like, oh, what's wrong with me? B. And I just wrote a line that was like B, you know, But I like that song so much because it just kind of like shows how I've like grown as like a songwriter and a singer.
Yeah.
Cause like I've written even like better songs than that, but it's still a really good song, you know?
Yeah, totally. My guest is Paige Kleber. She is our guest tonight for Bar Band Friday Night, as is Terry Barr. Mm-hmm. Terry introduced Nightlight to Paige. She's here in the studio. It's great to have her. We just heard her song Better Than Me. She's going to perform another one after we do a quick break. But before we get to the break, I want to, when you're not performing or writing songs, I know you like Taylor Swift, but would you say she's your main influence or who do you listen to now?
I think she's like, I like Olivia Rodrigo. I've been recently listening to a lot of her music. She was like my inspiration at like 11 when everything kind of just like started to kick up. She was like what I thought about during like the recording process of my album. So I do love Taylor. But then I think like my earliest inspiration was Adele. Yeah.
Okay.
Cause like, have you heard her sing?
She's got a great voice. Yeah.
How can you not love her? Anyway, she's great. Taylor's great.
She's schooling you, Pete.
That's all right. I'm used to it. Not by a 12-year-old, but this is the first for that. But so how do you, like, do your classmates see you, Paige, doing these great things? Like you said, you sing the national anthem at school events and all this kind of thing. What's their take on what you're doing? Are they supportive or are they envious or do they think you're really cool because you're doing this thing you dream about? What's the deal there?
I think they are a little envious, but we push
through. I'm envious.
We're
all
just
envious of you, Paige.
Thank you, guys. And then we just, I just use that as like material to write songs.
There you go.
Because there's
good girl.
Yeah.
That's the way to use it.
As Taylor once said, there's no greater revenge than writing a song about someone you hate and getting and winning a Grammy over it. So,
wow.
I mean.
Oh, I love that. where can people see you? Do you have any dates coming up, Paige, like where they can see you live?
I don't. Yes, I'm performing at the Whammies.
Oh, nice.
You are?
Whammies are Wisconsin Music Awards.
Yeah.
So you can find
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm up for Rising Star. It's on May 4th. And you can go. It's called...
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick break and then we'll find out. We got to do a very short break.
Is it on your website?
What?
Is it on your website?
Yes, it is on my website.
All right. We'll give you all the information you need after this very short break. And then Paige is going to perform again. She's in the studio. Yay. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Bar Band Friday Night with our pal Terry Barr.
Woo.
Paige Cleaver's here. We're coming right back.
Falls Radio, WXCO. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
But for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world?
Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Our friend Terry Barr is here from Max Inc. Radio, and she introduced us to this amazing performer that we have in the studio right now, Paige Cleaver.
Hey,
Paige.
Guys. Hey, how's it going? Hey, Terry. What's up?
It is so great to see you, to hear you.
Thank you
for joining us for a special Bar Band Friday.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for having me here.
So before we get too far into the segment, Paige, because I want to hear you again. Do you mind singing something, and then we can have a little more conversation after that?
Will do.
All right. So what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play for you guys a song called 2025, and I originally wrote this about the election, but I think things took a little turn for the worst, so I just called it a Happy New Year song.
Okay.
So
I love it.
Yeah. Here's 2025.
2025. Paige Cleaver, Bar Band Friday Night.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. That's Paige Cleaver, ladies and gentlemen, on Barbie and Friday Night here on Nightlight. That was outstanding. So I assume that's a pretty new song, given the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wrote it in like in November of 2024, and I was like, I'll just sing it in 2025. But then I like didn't sing it in 2025, so then everyone was like, you know, it's not 2025, right? I'm like, yes, I'm very aware of the year.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, so Paige, if you want to hear Paige's music, she's on Spotify, YouTube. You can see her at the Whammies. Is that right, Terry? Am I getting that right?
That is correct. Okay. The Whammies are in Milwaukee this year.
Yes.
And I think, Paige, did you say May 4th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what, you're up for Best New Artist?
Mm-hmm. I'm also up for Best New Artist in the Madison Music Awards, the Mamas, M-A-M-A.
Oh. So am I. Good luck.
Best wishes.
I can't argue with her. I'm really kind of in awe that you are doing all this at your age, Paige. And what, like, have you ever won an award before for what you do?
I haven't. I'm really excited. When I found out that I was like up for Best New Artist, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, right? And then my mom was like, no, you're up for Rising Star. Oh, okay.
Gosh.
I was kind of like, what does this mean now? Like, what happens if I win?
Hey, Paige, like, we have about a minute left.
Okay.
Okay, so sweet. I have to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself? Where do you want your career to go? Do you want to sell out
Good
arenas?
Question.
Do you want to write movie scores? Do you want to just have a great, like, what do you see yourself? Let's say 25-year-old Paige, where are you?
Ooh. I want to like sell out arenas. I would say like I want to be a pop star, like what Taylor Swift does.
Yeah.
But I just say singer songwriter because it sounds better. Like, oh, I'm a singer songwriter instead of like I'm gonna be a pop star. I mean, it is true, but I just kind of lean more with singer songwriter.
Yeah.
I kind of like that term better.
I think it's a great term. I think you have a ton of personality and a ton of talent, and I cannot thank you enough for joining us here tonight for
Barbie
and Friday
Night.
You're
so welcome. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Terry, thank you very much for introducing us to Paige and for Barbie and Friday Night. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to my guests, Lisa Hale, Frank Anderson. And Monday on Nightlight, we have comedian Zane Lamprey, who is coming back to Wisconsin, and filmmaker behind The Dells, Nellie Clues, which you can see at the Milwaukee Film Festival. That's all Monday night on Nightlight. I'll be back in Green Bay. Thank you so much. Aaron Zommers, thank you as always, my friend. Just crushing it as usual.
Thanks, guys.
Hit? That's actually Aaron
thank
singing.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. We'll be back Monday. Good night, Wisconsin.
I guess you moved on really easily.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicky Barker in London.
The scene in St. Peter's Square this hour and the funeral rites for Pope Francis. CBS's Chris Livesay is there.
It is a very somber mood as people reflect on the life of Pope Francis and many pray for his soul. And this word, the people's pope, keeps being used a lot. He was a pope who said he wanted a poor church for the poor. He wanted to bring the papacy, bring the church down to street level, which is where we are right now. And it's, again, what the people who have come out here and who loved him so much continue to say.
In a little while, the simple wooden coffin will be carried not inside the Vatican, but to the Basilica of St. Mary Maggiore in a rather run-down part of Rome. CBS's Seth Doan is there.
This was a basilica that was very important to Pope Francis. He came here more than 100 times. He would come to pray before and after every apostolic journey, those overseas trips he took. There was a very important Marian icon to him, that he would come and pray in front of. And there's an interesting story in one of his books where he writes when he found the time, and he explained also to a journalist when he found the place where he wanted to be buried. It's in a little niche close to a very important chapel and behind where the candelabras were stored. And he said, that is what I want to be my final resting place, a very simple tomb which simply reads Franciscus, his name in Latin. No mention of the title Pope.
Another possible security breach by the Secretary of Defense. Pete Hegseth reportedly had an unsecured internet connection in his office to use the Signal messaging app, and he's reportedly furious at the reports. CBS's Charlie Daggett is at the Pentagon.
In the last week, Hegseth has fired several senior advisors over leaks to the media, and an official told CBS News he threatened Admiral Christopher Grady, vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, with a lie detector test.
Jeffrey Epstein's most vocal accuser has died. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has that.
The family of Virginia Giuffre says she has died by suicide. It comes 1 month after she had been hospitalized after a vehicle crash. The 41-year-old had accused Jeffrey Epstein and Britain's Prince Andrew of sexual abuse. When asked about Epstein's death in jail after his arrest on federal sex trafficking, she told CBS News in 2020,
"It would have been great to look at him in court and say, you know, you hurt me, you took away my innocence, you took away my youth, but he took that away from us too."
Her family says she died Friday at her farm in Western Australia. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the low.